Have you noticed the cultural contradiction when a famous singer or movie star chooses to end his or her own life? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at matters of life and death.
John, when an A-list celebrity commits suicide, people are in shock and there's a media frenzy. The story is covered from every angle and we hear countless testimonies from friends who struggle with guilt.
Yeah, they all feel like they should have heard the cry for help or at least been able to reach out in some way.
And what friend wouldn't turn back the clock and try and steer this person back in the right direction? Because the general consensus is this was a life worth saving.
Even when someone has been going through a tough time, we normally still question the decision to call it a day.
Phone lines, websites, special agencies are set up for the sole purpose of giving people reasons to live. Police officers reach out to the man or woman on the ledge, trying to talk them back down to earth. Now, here's the cultural contradiction.
Yeah.
The push for people to have the right to end their life. Hmm. On a parallel track, others are standing alongside the most weak and vulnerable in our society, offering to hold their hand and cheer them on while they check out. Why should one person be talked out of ending their life while others are supported? Just when is a life worth saving? The culture is confused, oscillating between talking you down or cheering you on. The Bible says we shouldn't take things into our own hands. Life is a gift from God. Every person is absolutely valuable, and that means every life is worth saving.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. At the website reasonwhy.org, you can learn more about Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.